What would you call them, white people who aren't well off and haven't had a good chance at education and the like, especially those that are good for nothing, too lazy to work, so forth. What would you call them?
They'd be like the lower class people. That
you call them what kind of whites?
Like folks in the kitchen with trash. Or it'd be like whole white folks and poor color folks. Or.
All right. What do you think, what do Negroes call them? The white people I was telling you about, I think.
Well, they're calling us poor people, or maybe some of them might would say poor trash. I've heard, you know, like poor crackers or something like that. There's different names. Some people would use.
That's why I was interested in what you heard of.
Yeah.
Somebody who lives out in the country doesn't know anything about town ways, and it's conspicuous when he gets to town, and or he's very noticeable. You might say, I don't know anything about city ways. I'm just an old what?
I'm just an old black man, old nigga, or something like that.
So what other term might you use? Are the people from Tennessee up in there usually called? They live out in mountains and woods and so forth, I mean the country.
Well, I know you've been active or anything.
Mm-hmm.
Would you have seen that? They always told me when I was a little boy up there, said it was a sign set up there, said it's a nigger read and run. If you can't read, run anyway. You ever seen that?
No, I heard of it there. And I lived there 2 years and I never did that.
Well, have there been a colored man and Negroes living in Hackleburg?
I don't think so, I'll tell you the truth.
But a preacher come through that one time, so he stopped by there and he asked them, what did the colored folks hang around at? And so they told him that the last people hung out there in that big oak tree. And asked him why. I said, was you want to catch a bus? And he said, yeah. I said, asked him, what time did the bus leave? He said, one just left about 10 minutes ago. And so one will be here in an hour. So you want to catch that one? He said, no, I'm going to catch that and just lay him.
Oh, I tell you, we've got some peculiar areas around here, I think. But I had heard that.
They said he got open season.
I think it's true. I don't know.
They said he got have open season up there all year round.
Well, I hope it's not true, but. Have you been to Hackleburg?
Yeah, I've been through there.
You just went through it?
Yes, ma'am.
Were you on that bus that went through? At a party, you look at your watch and see it's 11:30 or so. You say, we better be getting home. It's
getting late.
All right, so it's what, midnight?
Yeah, about midnight. Almost midnight.
You slip and catch yourself. You say, this is a dangerous place. You slip and catch yourself.
Almost fail.
If someone's waiting for you to get ready so that you can go out with him and he calls to you, hey, will you be ready soon? You might answer, I'll be with you in
just a minute.
You know you're on the right road but aren't sure of the distance. You ask somebody, how like is it to Jackson or somewhere?
How far is it to Jackson?
If you're pointing out something nearby, you say,
that's it.